famine fears loom in Afghanistan. I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Multi-billion dollar aid packages have kept 20 million Afghans alive, roughly half of the population, since the Taliban took over. Now aid groups are cutting funding. Lana Silk with Transformer On says hunger and disease aren't the only threats.
The Taliban are offering money for Afghans to turn in any Christians that they know. And Afghans are desperate. So it even heightens further the security risk on Christians.
Many believers fled Afghanistan during the United States' sloppy withdrawal in 2021. Transform Iran helps the Christians who didn't leave their homeland. You can help them too, and we'll show you how in the full report at missionnews.org. Most importantly, please pray.
We need God to intervene and see a change in this regime and to bring hope again to the people.
In February, deaf leaders throughout Africa held a historic gathering with one purpose, discipleship. Rob Myers with Door International.
This is probably one of the first significant gatherings of deaf African leaders for the purpose of discipleship and church planting, potentially ever. So these are deaf leaders who are trailblazing. They are making new paths in the deaf community that have never been there before in terms of developing discipleship approaches and really pioneering this work in the community.
Deaf leaders came from about 10 countries in Africa for disciple-making movement training. The goal was to ensure each leader could confidently share the gospel, help lead people to Christ, and empower new believers for the local church. Please pray this training will help deaf Africans share the gospel and disciple each other. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month's Transworld Radio offers a free 30-day devotional written by TWR President Lauren Libby. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.